Welcome to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues, a weekly program discussing issues of concern to the family and those who hold traditional family values in Pennsylvania and our nation. Archives of these programs can be heard at www.afafpa.org. And now, your host, Diane Gramley, State Director of American Family Association of Pennsylvania.
Homosexuals and transgender activists say some people are born that way. It's just their nature. It's in their genes. Yet no such gene has been found. No matter how hard they've tried or how they've manipulated the data, such a gene simply does not exist. However, that has not stopped those pushing this agenda from insisting that they are born that way. It's not just the Obama administration that is insisting public schools teach gay is okay and open the bathroom doors, etc., but it's also the National Education Association. Just how has this impacted our youth? We're going to look at the impact that a recent CDC study came out. Talk about that. Anyway, my guest today is Linda Harvey. She's president of Columbus, Ohio-based Mission America. Thanks, Linda, for being with us.
Thanks for having me on again, Diane.
So we'll just start with the usual question. What is the mission of Mission America?
Well, we started 23 years ago, and it's been quite amazing how it's evolved over the years. But essentially, we're a Christian pro-family group that where we try to mostly impact the media and be an alternative media source, because the mainstream media doesn't cover many of the, even the trends that they should cover that have nothing to do directly with Christian faith. So we apply Christian faith to the trends in the culture, and we talk a lot about the issue of homosexuality, for instance, and the homosexual agenda, as well as abortion and religious freedom. Those are the main issues we cover.
And I would assume that your time is spent mostly dealing with the homosexual, now's transgender agenda, just as ours, unfortunately, is spent on that topic more than anything else.
Yes, because it has become more and more dominant. There are more and more complexities, and I think those of us that have been called to work in that area, you know, I think our help is needed. We need more people, if anyone's listening now who feels called to jump in on working in that area as an activist or a writer or a media person, please join us. We could use the help. But it just takes up a lot of time now, because they have become so influential and have gained a lot of money and financing and manpower to be able to do what they're doing.
Right, and that's just not just on the national level as far as financing, because I know the Human Rights Campaign has pumped money into Pennsylvania to get homosexual special rights bills passed here in this state. And so it's not just a matter of them targeting Washington, D.C. They also target statewide issues also. So they have lots of money, and they like to definitely use it to push their agenda. And I think that because of the Obama administration in the last 8 years, we've seen where they've been emboldened to push their agenda even harder. I mean, after the Obergefell decision last June, you know, homosexuals say, well, that's all we want. We just want marriage equality. Within just weeks of that, we saw the transgender thing just really come to the forefront as far as pushing that. So they want more than just marriage, quote unquote, marriage equality. They want so much more. And our kids are the target of that, where, especially with the legalization of so-called same-sex marriage, schools are, I mean, they were before with GLSEN and the Day of Silence and all that, but even more so, their schools are becoming areas where if they're pushing the social experimentation, and our kids are the targets as usual. And a perfect example of that is the National Education Association, which they had their convention the weekend of July 4th, like they do every year. And there were, you know, some troubling things that came out of that convention. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Well, they just ramped up their efforts to promote homosexuality and transgenderism in the schools, as they have every single year. They also stand very strongly against religious freedom, and they made that very clear. They're very much against the new Mississippi law that came out in the last few months. They believe all of this is racism, the equivalent of racism. They, you can't even invent the kinds of things that the National Education Association stands for now. You can't make this stuff up. It is so radical. And to think that 3 million teachers and staff members are around the country are part of this union, and this union is supporting Hillary Clinton. You know, people need to wake up to the power of these unions and how completely left-wing and radical they have become on homosexuality, abortion, on anti-Americanism, on promoting open borders, for instance. You name the whole litany of left-wing causes, the NEA.
Is open borders also, that's one of the things that they are all for?
They are very much against the discrimination on immigration. And
wow.
So it's essentially the same thing.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. So they are equating homosexuality to race. Is basically
yes.
what they're doing if they're against the Mississippi law. I'm sure that they love the North Carolina law. I'm joking
yes.
on that. But
yes.
3 million members. Of course, 3 million did not show up to the meeting that they held. I can't remember where they held it at, for their convention. And I forget how many there were. I think 8,000 delegates showed up.
Right.
It was in Washington, D.C. is where their convention was. And 8,000 of them showed up. So we have 8,000 delegates representing 3 million members. And
right, and the vast majority are very, very liberal. There are a few conservatives who stood up, and we can thank them. There's one especially who's near Pittsburgh, Sissy Jockman.
Right.
She's a brave conservative educators caucus and a member of the ex-gay educators caucus, which was representing them. I don't think that's her background particularly,
right,
but,
yeah.
but
right,
she's
that's
very
not,
brave.
She's, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think she's instrumental in helping get it started, though.
Right.
Yeah, I've talked to Sissy in the past, but I can't imagine how overwhelmed they must feel with all this stuff when they're trying so hard to get the NEA and the public education system back on track to be educating our children on the academics and not on the social engineering aspect of it. I know
right.
you mentioned the religious freedom bills. I know that they have pledged at least $70,000 at least to fight Religious Freedom Restoration Act, you know, those bills
right.
on the state level. Of course, they're also championing transgender policies in schools, where we're dealing with the bathrooms and shower rooms and overnight trips and whatever else to those of the opposite sex. I still don't think, even after all this that we've seen in recent years, I still don't think parents fully understand what's going on in the public school system with the blessing of the National Education Association and some of the, at least, leadership within, like, the superintendents organizations and the high school principals organizations and other teachers organizations that are very much on board with this very liberal agenda.
Yes.
It's very troubling. Now, there was another note that there was an executive committee amendment offered, and that amendment would support a ban on therapy for students who are battling same-sex attraction. Trying to think, Illinois, New Jersey, and California, I think it passes those bills that bans parents from seeking counseling for their underage children. And
right.
the NEA supports those bans.
They want to close off this option for kids who have been possibly sexually
right.
molested in many cases.
So the NEA, I guess there was a vote on this amendment, and of the 8,000 delegates, only 50 voted against it.
Wow, yeah.
That's just mind-boggling to me.
It is.
That they wanted
it
to
is.
Do that. And so our kids are the targets, and unfortunately too many of them are buying into gay is okay, and I'm, you know, if you feel attracted to the opposite sex, and obviously you are homosexual, or if you feel uncomfortable in your body, obviously a transgender. Too many are buying into that. And recently there was a CDC, it was a survey that they put forth to high school students, and which is the results of that were just tragic as to how our kids are buying into that. So want to give us a little bit of information on that CDC study, or rather
yeah.
a survey?
Right. It's called the Youth Risk Behavior Survey, and those are given to high school students throughout the country, but this one was focused especially on comparing homosexual, bisexual, or questioning, that is, kids that think they might be homosexual but not sure, students who labeled themselves, checked a box, gay, lesbian, bisexual, or unsure.
Or unsure.
Comparing those kids, checked those boxes, to heterosexual kids in, these are 9th to 12th graders, and it was in 2015, so it's recent, and it was 25 states and 19 large urban school districts, so it wasn't the whole country. But the results are incredibly bleak, showing us one more time that people that are involved in homosexuality or bisexuality or are identifying that way, even our young kids, mm-hmm. have misbehavior that is nowhere compares to kids who say, you know, claim a heterosexual identity that's consistent with their anatomy. I mean, you know, this is one more reason why we should avoid promoting these behaviors to kids and embrace the truth that no one is born this way. But you want me to give some of the statistics on the
results?
Yes,
please. Yeah, just to show how bleak it is.
Yeah, the 11% of these students surveyed identified as gay, lesbian, bisexual, or unsure.
11%. Gleason's been very successful.
Yeah, the biggest chunk were the 6% of bisexual students who are basically experimenters.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the vast majority of those kids would not be even thinking this, or this would not even occur to them if it wasn't for incessant school and media promotion of these behaviors. Most of these kids are, I think, come from very troubled backgrounds, and that's why they're drawn to this to begin mm-hmm. with, but this doesn't help. So self-labeled homosexual and bisexual teens were twice as likely as heterosexual teens on the following risk behaviors: sexual dating violence, physical dating violence, regular cigarette smoking. They were twice as likely to have tried marijuana before age 13, to have ever used cocaine, hallucinogenic drugs, ecstasy, taken prescription drugs without a doctor's prescription, or to have felt, they checked a box saying they had felt sad or hopeless. The other big thing that they were more likely to do is they were more than twice as likely to have had sexual intercourse before age 13.
Before age 13.
And the thing that I keep asking, because this came up on a smaller survey about 4 years ago, and we all should be asking these public health officials at the CDC, you don't survey youth about something that sensitive and mm-hmm. usually traumatic unless you are willing to ask the follow-up question.
Yeah.
Who did this to you, and was it an adult? And please identify for us the adult.
Seems
because
like
that would be statutory rape.
Absolutely. Seems like they'd be mandated reporters. Would they have to mandate that?
Mandatory reporters.
Yeah, that's
exactly.
Right.
And they should not be asking this, because what you end up with if you don't ask that question are children who feels like there's nobody who comes mm-hmm. to their rescue.
Yeah.
Now, these are 9th to 12th graders, so they're beyond the age where this happened to them, but I'm sure still suffering.
True. And just answering that question, I would think that the majority of cases, it causes them to relive the assault.
Right.
So,
you know, but that just was one more reason, one more demonstration of the fact that people that go into homosexuality have been sexualized early, almost always. They were more likely to be currently sexually active. It wasn't twice as many, but they were more likely to also to have already had sexual intercourse, be currently sexually active, and to have had four or more partners, which, again, is a signal. During their lifetime. So very short lifetime.
Yeah.
This is a signal to promiscuity, which is another aspect of homosexual behavior. Now, the good news is that not all of these kids who checked the gay, lesbian, et cetera, box were sexually active, but they were more likely than the comparable heterosexual teens to do so. And they were also four times as likely to have used methamphetamines, which we know is heavily involved with the homosexual community, uses that a lot.
Right.
That's very heavily involved. To have used heroin, four times as likely, and then, not surprisingly, four times as likely to have attempted suicide.
So the government is very much, at least I think it's across the country, but here in Pennsylvania, they very much put big bucks into the budget to fight the opiate addictions.
Right.
But yet this governor, Governor Tom Wolf, is very much promoting this lifestyle. I mean, he's 100% on board with, you know, the homosexual special rights bills that they're trying to pass in Harrisburg. He nominated, and unfortunately our Senate unanimously confirmed, a transgender woman who thinks, you know, a man who thinks he's a woman. And but yet, so we see the promotion of this lifestyle in schools, because this was a survey, 9th through 12th graders, which more than likely parents had no idea that their kids were taking this survey. So we're talking about offensive surveys that parents don't have any idea that their kids are taking. So we have that promotion in schools, and then we have government pumping money into trying to fight these addictions, these drug addictions. You know, where are the folks who are fighting tobacco? I mean, you know, they have an increased risk of you said smoking 4 cigarettes a day or something like that. Was that one of the stats?
One of the things that I reported on was that they're more likely to be current regular cigarette smokers.
Okay, current regular. So it's an habitual cigarette smoker at high school age.
Right,
Philip Morris is very happy.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I don't think any of us are saying, I mean, it's hard to figure out the cause and effect here. Kids who are already, have been sexualized early, already have many difficulties in their lives, are prone to all of these bad behaviors. And then once you go down that road, those bad behaviors tend to reinforce each other. I mean, you're sexually active in ways you shouldn't be. You're promiscuous. Well, drug abuse is often associated with that. Well, then does that make you then increase your drug abuse? Then you become addicted. You know, the one thing leads to another, and people know how this goes, and which is all the more reason why knowing that homosexuality is not inborn, as another very wonderful research study that I'm sure you're reporting on as well. It just came up. We know this is not the case. Then why are we promoting these behaviors? But the end of this survey, the report of the Centers for Disease Control, the federal Obama Public Health Department, their recommendations is nothing of the sort. It's never, we should not be promoting homosexuality to kids. It's, we need to have more homosexual clubs in schools, more inclusive, that means covering homosexuality, sex education. We should be supporting these students everywhere we can. We should have safe spaces for them. And it's all pro-homosexual.
Yeah, because they engage in these risky behaviors because of homophobia. Don't you know that, Linda?
Right.
I'm sure
stigma,
that's
what they said. Stigma, discrimination, and homophobia. There's no evidence of that either. No.
Absolutely, there's not any evidence. In fact, that study you mentioned specifically says that homophobia as a single issue is not the reason for the risky behavior that, or the mental health issues that those who identify as homosexual and transgender have, which is specifically said they have mental health issues. But how much more, you know, they're still talking about homophobia and blaming the quote-unquote homophobes like, you know, you and me, that they classify us as homophobes because we supposedly fear homosexuals.
Right.
How much more gay-friendly does this nation have to become before they no longer use that excuse? They no longer blame, quote-unquote, homophobia for the risky behavior that, in this case, these kids engage in, and for the mental health issues that homosexuals and transgenders as a overall population have. You know, how much more gay and transgender-friendly do we have to become?
You know, I don't know the answer to that. There always seems to be another demand around the corner. Just when you think that, oh, you have homosexual marriage. No, then they launched the Equality Act, which is to make homosexuality and transgenderism civil rights, according to our 1964 Civil Rights Code, when it's nothing like race, and we know it's not inborn. And this is, they keep defying science and defying common sense, defying the word of God and the will of God and how we were clearly designed as male and female. I don't know how far this will be pushed, Diane, but we just know the damage it's doing a great deal of damage.
Yeah, and it's the kids. It's always the kids who are the guinea pigs of these great social experiments. These, what the CDC, this survey, the results of this survey show just how much is impacting our kids.
Right.
I encourage parents to wake up, and with the NEA being against parents' ability to seek counseling for their child with unwanted same-sex attraction. That's the whole thing. It's unwanted same-sex attraction. This child wants help, and the NDA is saying, no, we don't think that's a good idea.
Right. And, I think we should be recommending it whether the child wants help or not. But,
true.
But certainly, when you want it, it absolutely needs to be available.
Yep. So. Schools right around the corner here in Pennsylvania. I don't know about, may have already started in Ohio, but it's right around the corner. And parents just need to understand with the NEA that union, and most unions are not friends to parents, not friends to students, not friends to families. And they're pushing this. They're totally okay with GLSEN coming in, promoting homosexuality and transgenderism, and with it being taught as a safe alternative lifestyle in textbooks within the school. I mean, I'm just wondering, do these schools still teach biology?
Oh, yeah. You would think, yeah. I think it seems questionable that they would be doing that in one class, and then they go out to the next class, and they're being told that if you have one thought in your mind that you're the opposite sex, then that's valid, too. You know?
Yeah, it's totally crazy, totally crazy.
I wanted to just make the note for you all in Pennsylvania that Philadelphia was one of the large urban school districts.
Okay, Philadelphia was one, okay.
Yeah.
Doesn't surprise me. Philadelphia has already passed a transgender/gender expansive policy, school board policy, last month. So they're very much on board with all this stuff.
And the survey was done throughout Pennsylvania as well. I'm seeing that here in what
I'm looking at.
Okay,
so Pennsylvania as a whole.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If I still had kids in school, I would take them out of public school. There's no
Absolutely. Take them out if you can at all do it. They are being corrupted, and it is hard to roll that corruption back. It is really hard to undo.
And, churches, need to consider helping parents who wanted to pull their kids out of public school and put them in private school. They need to consider helping those parents pay tuition and, maybe even starting a school within the church if they have the ability to do that.
Yeah.
There's other options that parents need to have rather than public school. So
right.
How can the folks contact you? And, I'll back up a little bit. Is there anything that parents can do to counter this besides pulling their kids out? Probably not.
Well, they have to educate their children as to the truth. First of all, they need to consult the Word of God and look at what is taught there, which is clearly that we are created male and female from the beginning. And then science backs that up. There is no way to change your sex. And homosexuality is still an abomination, and no one needs to do it, and people can recover from that. The person is not an abomination. The sin is.
Right.
And lots of ex-homosexuals are out there. So
yeah, absolutely.
People need to educate their children in that way and then pull their kids out of school if they can.
Yeah, for sure. So how can folks contact you there at Mission America?
MissionAmerica.com is our website. I'm also a columnist on WorldNet Daily. That's WND.com. Under commentaries, and also I have a radio show in Ohio that goes throughout Ohio. It's WRFD.com. It's also live streaming, and it's on Saturdays and commentaries Monday through Friday.
Fantastic. So MissionAmerica.com, and then what was the call letters for? Can we go online to listen to your radio program?
Yes. Okay. WRFD.com is live streaming at 1 o'clock to 1:30 on Eastern Time on Saturday afternoons. That's my show.
Okay.
But I also have a 10:20 4-minute commentary Monday through Friday at 10 a.m., 10:20 a.m.
Okay, live streaming at 1, and then a commentary, which we also can pick up on WRFD.com. I think
right.
If I turn my radio just the right way, I can pick that up because we're just an hour east of the Ohio line. So I think if I turn my radio upside down, I can pick it up, I think.
Oh, wonderful. It's also archived. I have a page
on the
radio website. So there's an archive page as well.
Fantastic. So I encourage folks to go and listen to Linda with her live streaming, her program, and the updates themselves. MissionAmerica.com and the programming can be found on WRFD.com. Thanks, Linda, so much for keeping us updated on this awful stuff that's taking place with our kids.
Well, thank you, Diane, for all you do. You're a great warrior, and Pennsylvania is blessed to have you.
Well, thank you. Ohio is blessed to have you. The whole nation's blessed to have you, so because you do a lot of writing, and I just really appreciate that, and I'm glad you're a columnist for RoadNet Daily, because that helps get the word out, too. So that's fantastic. Okay, you take
Thank
care.
Thank you so much.
And
Thank you so
you
much, Diane.
In November, I guess. Or is that October?
Okay. All righty.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You have been listening to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues. If you would like to get involved in the efforts to defend traditional values in Pennsylvania, please contact the AFAFPA by writing to Post Office Box 1048, Franklin, Pennsylvania, 16323, or by visiting their website at www.afafpa.org.